That case was from 6 years ago, but domestic violence remains commonplace in the San Joaquin Valley. So common that last month, law enforcement agencies warned cases appear to be increasing after a Fresno nurse was shot and killed by her ex-boyfriend. One organization on the front lines of domestic violence is the Marjorie Mason Center, a Fresno nonprofit offering services and safe houses for survivors. FM89's Carrie Klein spoke with the center's executive director, Nicole Linder.
On an average year, we serve a little over 6,000 total individuals. That would include adults and their children. Two-thirds of our residential beds are taken by children. And so on a given day, we have about 80 children in our shelters. Our goal is to help stop that cycle of violence. So the longer a child was exposed to violence in the home, the more likely and prone they are to repeat behaviors that they witness. So our work with the children, even within our residential shelters, is key to their long-term success as well. From January through April of this year, for some reason, we have seen a significant increase. So did Fresno Police Department. I'm pretty sure the Sheriff's Office, as well as Clovis PD and the other law enforcement jurisdictions as well. There was a day, at least a period of time in the month of May, where even though our capacity is to house about 350 adults and children, we were housing about 450. Thankfully, those numbers have gone back down to more manageable numbers, but nobody's quite sure. We in the Central Valley experience really high rates per capita of domestic violence, and we attribute that to stressor indicators such as substance abuse, poverty. The heat is always a determining factor. So our concern as an agency, as well as law enforcement, is we had already seen such spikes at a period of time where we had really, really cool weather. And we have lower unemployment than we have in the past, but we are entering into summer, and so we just want to take this moment to encourage people. It's never too early to ask questions.
And so you said that you're not, it's not quite clear why these numbers are increasing, especially since, as you said, a number of the stressors you might associate with higher numbers of domestic violence are not actually off the chart high right now. I mean, could it be simply that more people are reporting crimes, either for themselves or for loved ones, anything like that?
Yeah, I would guess that there is a higher degree of willingness for people to seek help. And I think if you look at some social movements such as the Me Too movement, there has been an empowerment for people to not stay in the shadows and to get help and to say that what they're experiencing is wrong. I think that we've sadly had some very serious local tragedies in our community. I know that after the ICU nurse at St. Agnes was murdered at the beginning of May, we attribute our spikes in May to that, because I think it really scared people, because here was a very well-educated woman at the top of her pedigree as it related to her job. She owned her own home, and she really had everything dialed in. She got a restraining order the day before, and so I think it really scared people that maybe the threats of "I'm going to kill you, nobody will see you anymore" are things to be taken seriously and not to just wave them off as, oh, he or she says this all the time, and I don't really actually believe they're going to do it, because at some point they actually will.
And so when you say spikes after that, you don't mean that more violence occurred after that, but that more victims or survivors were willing to come forward.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, we just heard a radio piece about violence that occurred back in 2013 from a Clovis police officer. And then, of course, as you said, the Marjorie Mason itself was born out of violence, a murder from a sheriff's deputy. I mean, is there an association between domestic violence and law enforcement?
Well, I think we would be unrealistic to say that domestic violence is absent from any profession. The reality is there are people who are controlling and abusive that are in all walks of life and all fields. What I do appreciate is the partnerships that we have with law enforcement and the fact that they have started to develop internal controls to address these situations. When people call here and say that, you know, they're afraid to report because their partner is a member of law enforcement, we will work with them to help encourage them to do the reporting in a safe way. Perhaps it's reporting to a different law enforcement jurisdiction. Perhaps it is making sure that you have an advocate with you, but to reduce that fear of retaliation. But I wouldn't say that the percentages are higher. I obviously don't do that research, and that would be something that maybe be good to come from like the district attorney's office as well. But I would be wrong to say that they are immune from it.
What are some other efforts and community groups, on the ground here in the Fresno area or anywhere here in the San Joaquin Valley that you think are doing some really exciting work when it comes to domestic violence, either prevention or services?
Yeah. Well, we feel really, really blessed that we have such great partners that we work with directly and indirectly. I think one of the first shout outs, only because I saw it yesterday, is Kaiser Permanente. If you are a member of Kaiser, you will notice they have signs in their bathroom stalls that talk about, are you in an abusive relationship? They have a very comprehensive checklist that their physicians go through with their patients. They're intentionally trying to screen for it. Blue Shield Foundation is currently working with a nonprofit organization locally called Cultivas La Salud to try to investigate and put together a comprehensive prevention plan. Centro La Familia works specifically with our non-citizen population, helping them obtain things like U visas and T visas and represent themselves in court. And so we have some great community partners. In addition to, we work directly with the Fresno Madera Continuum of Care. We directly work with places like all the other DV shelters in the community. So whether it's Martha Diaz Shelter in Madera, Family Services Tulare County, we have some great partnerships with them, which we often have to transfer clients back and forth from for their own safety. And then I would specifically say our law enforcement partners, our hospital partners, in our school districts. As we spoke recently over the phone, the school districts have been gracious to partner with us in providing prevention education to our youth. Our goal is to start early to let kids know about healthy relationships and to really recognize the signs of unhealthy ones. They don't recognize them. A recent study said that 75% of parents feel that they've talked to their kids about healthy relationships. But when they surveyed the kids, 75% said that their parents had never talked to them about healthy relationships. So my encouragement is to, one, do a self-reflection. Sometimes our own relationships are unhealthy, and we have to first be willing to address them. Second, stop pretending that there's topics that are off the table with your kids. The best thing that you can provide your kids is not another soccer training or another music lesson. The best thing that you can do is prepare them for the real world, because once they are out there and exposed, you've missed your opportunity to be that trusted resource. Talk to them about the fact that dating and domestic violence is really about power and control. It looks different in teenage relationships. It looks things like digital abuse and trying to track people and where they're going, getting mad and frustrated. But I will tell anybody, if you recognize signs and symptoms within friends and family, please encourage them to get help right away. If somebody you know is having a conversation about their partner and they're agitated, they start to look like irritated or afraid, or maybe their phone has been blowing up and they start to look stressed, like, I need to answer this or they're going to get mad. Maybe they cancel on you every time you're trying to go to dinner now, even when that was a key relationship, because they don't want their partner to feel like they're ignoring them. Those are red flags right away. So anybody that looks irritable at all about disappointing their partner, those are red flags. We talk to kids, we talk to adults, that healthy relationships are built on mutual trust and respect, and that has to be the core and foundation for a healthy relationship.
Okay, well, I've been speaking with Nicole Linder, Executive Director of the Marjorie Mason Center. Nicole, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
If you or someone you know has been the victim of domestic violence, the Marjorie Mason Center runs a 24-hour confidential hotline. It's at 559-233-HELP or 559-233-4357.